En vanoggend se woord sluit eintlik so mooi aan by 'n klomp dinge. Ek luister sommer van vanoggend op Bertus met my deel op die stoep tot die gebede wat gebid word agter waar ons by mekaar kom en ons getuienisse vanoggend. So ek het nog nooit 'n preek voorberei met so baie skyfies nie, maar ek gaan niks praat nie. Ek gaan net die skrif lees en ons vertrou die Here dat die skrif wat ons lees met ons harte gaan praat. Soos meeste van julle weet, is ons besig om 'n bietjie oor finansies te praat. Ons kan 'n paar ander woorde, die Bybel gebruik ander woorde ook daarvoor. It uses wealth, it uses money, and wat is besittings, possessions, and those are the words that the word uses when he speaks about money and wealth. Nou, ek wil sommer net vir ons allemaal sê, baie keer as ons oor geld praat, dan kan ons of begin skuldig voel, ons kan onder condemnation kom, ons kan onder conviction wees, we can even be joy, and we can be set free. Ek wil ook dit sê, when I speak about money, I'm not an expert. All I can say today is I'm a disciple, also in my area of life, of money. En ek dink net soos met elkeen van ons, is een van die uitdagings vir my, where to draw the line. And to know exactly, in my situation, where to draw that line. And hopefully as we go through it, God will help each one of us. So ek wil vir ons sê, ek dink ook nie ons moet op 'n idilliese plek kom, omdat ons in hierdie wêreld is, en omdat materialisme so 'n groot deel van ons samelewing is. Ek wil vir jou sê, ek dink ons is op 'n slegte plek, if we experience no more tension concerning wealth and possessions. If there's no tension about it in your life, chances are you are at the wrong place. I think even those that are set free, I think 2 weeks ago het ons gepraat oor dat God ons voorsiener wil wees en dat hy eintlik so geskep het dat ons bloed sweet indien hy ons nie ons voorsiener is nie. Die eerste deel van die finansies reeks. Ek dink laas week het ons gepraat daaroor dat God alleen wil in jou binnekant bly. He does not want to compete with anything. If there's any idol in our heart, we must as Abram go and offer it before God and ask him to redeem us from that. Want soos, dit was vir my so 'n mooi getuienis van Rian vanoggend waar hy sê, no counseling, no advice, no sermon, nothing. And wealth and possessions, the same thing. God, the English word is to redeem. It's not something that we can receive in another way. God himself has to do it. Ek wil miskien net sê, wanneer ek oor finansies praat, dat ek sê vanoggend vir Miranda, omdat ek eintlik nou al so 'n bietjie vooruit sien in die reeks, hou ek nie eintlik waarmee ons begin het nie, because I don't like where it's going for me personally. And I'm just open about it. Jesus spends about 15% of his time speaking about money in the New Testament. More than prayer, more than many important things of the gospel. He spent time on money. I've looked up, they say there's about 2,400 verses on money and possessions throughout the Bible, teaching us about that. En ek vind my, ek weet nie of julle nie ook nie, ek vind my baie keer, when I read about money and wealth and possessions, I'm thinking, is there another way to understand the scripture? Of kom julle dit oor, is net ek wat dit oorkom. Going to the original and say, maybe they've translated it wrongly. It cannot be, it's not this, what it says. En, maar, ek dink vir my, baie keer as ons oor geld praat, ek word uitgedaag dat ons partykeer nie oor geld wil praat because we're not mature enough. And I want us as a congregation to grow to a mature place where we can talk about money without offense or whatever. So, and what I find myself when it comes to money, sometimes I want to defend God for the scriptures he gave us. And I think the challenge when it comes to money, possessions, wealth, it is not for us to defend God, but to get behind him and follow him and be a disciple of what he's teaching throughout his word. And maybe this morning we can also be here and we say, well, I'm not as bad as the whole world out there. I'm not as bad as those guys in church or whatever. The thing is, whether there's one or two or 12 idols in your life, you need to deal with it. So please don't excuse yourself. Last week we said if we come about possessions before God, we need to come without defense. Otherwise, there's no need in coming. Ons moet kom sonder om te verdedig. So ek gaan sommer net wegtrek en ek dink ek het 'n vraag op. Think of a situation where you would say, I have received a blessing, I am blessed, and God blessed us or me. So ek wil net gou 'n tydjie gee, dat jy net aan so 'n situasie in jou lewe dink, waar jy moet uitroep om te sê, sjo, ons is so gebless, en dan volg jou story. Hopefully all of us has one. Ek het vinnig 'n paar vrae oor dit op die volgende slide. Makarios is die Grieks vir to be blessed, en die twee woorde wat hulle maar daarvoor gee is to be blessed, to be happy, om geseën te wees, en happy het seker iets met geluk te doen, om gelukkig te wees. When God extends his benefits, that is the definition of blessing. So I'm asking from that, what will make you happy? Who do you envy and why? Who do you envy and why? Vir wie is dit waar jy na kyk en jy sê, ek wens ek kon so wees. Ek wens ek was in hierdie persoon se posisie. En dan is die vraag, hoekom wil jy in daai posisie wees? Because it helps us to define where we stand concerning what is a blessing. Ons hoor die vraag, né? Goed. So ek gaan nou net begin. Ek het net so 'n blessing, blessed, kan nie onthou wat ek als gesearch het nie, regdeur, en ek het net hier en daar 'n skrif. Ons sal 3 weke besig wees as ons al die skrifte moet lees. So hopefully I've just pulled out a few of them, and the first one that came up made me thought of Kala and Orla, and it said Obed-Edom had sons. There was a firstborn, a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth. And they stopped, but there was a sixth and the seventh in this case, and an eighth, for God blessed them. For God blessed them. Children is a blessing from God. And ek wil eintlik nou ons 'n bietjie uitdaag om te sê, wat is die situasie, soos ons hierdie skrifte lees, want ek kan nie so baie praat, ja, gaan ons nou glad nie deurkom vanoggend nie, want ek het baie geskrifte wat ek wil vinnig lees. As ek die skrif lees, wil ek ons net eerlik vra om te dink oor, what was your blessed situation when you answered those two questions? As jy moet dink, ek roep uit, ek was gebless deur dit of dit. Job. And it's Satan coming to God and it says, have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands and his possessions have increased in the land. And the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. And he had many things. Next one. Blessed is the one whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are they who observe justice, who do righteousness all the time. And then we know Matthew 5. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. And blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And my question is, when you thought about, I am blessed, did you think about persecution as being a place of being blessed or not? And if there's anyone that thought that, I would like to see that holy hand. Thanks. So God does do that in our lives, and thank you for that. But most of the time, this is not what comes to mind when we think about, I am blessed. I am blessed. And especially on the charismatic side of the church, blessing has a certain shape and a certain place that it takes in our lives. Let's just continue. I've got a few other scriptures. this is Jesus speaking, and it's all, I just put those two together because it says the same thing. And blessed is the one who is not offended by Jesus. Blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed that I am the Son of God, but the Father who is in heaven. We are blessed if we are not offended by Jesus, but that we receive the revelation that he is the Son of God. It is a blessed place to be. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the cripple, the lame, the blind, then you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Beautiful. This is what the Bible's definition is of being in a blessed place, of being blessed. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And just what comes up with me is, this morning I think I'm blessed because I had the opportunity to give during this week. I had the opportunity to give this morning to the work of God. Therefore, I am blessed. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven. Same as the scripture we had from Psalms. And whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. This morning, if you are still steadfast, I think, is it you, Colin, that read scripture on steadfastness, that we need to be steadfast? If you are steadfast in your ways pursuing God, you are blessed. This is what the scripture says. I think that's the last one. Just turn the next scripture. It's, yeah. It is the last scripture. So just to give us a biblical picture of what the Word of God considers to be blessed. And I don't know about you, but to many of us, this is challenging because this is not what we look at when we think of being blessed, being happy, what it is that makes us happy, what it is that gives you joy, what it is that help you to, or if I look at somebody and I say, I want that. And many times it's somebody that is financially better off than me. I think, I envy that. I would like to be in that position. And we would easily say, if we greet one another, and we would say, we were blessed. Eh? God blessed us with this or this or that. And normally that's, it has to do with money. It has to do with possessions. And it's just the way we speak. It's the way we communicate. And at the end, we sit with a perception that I am blessed when this happens in my life. And if it doesn't, we think God is absent here. He's not doing the same thing for me than he does for Mari or whatever. And obviously there's place for it. But that is a small part of being blessed. So I want to continue, and I want to say, okay, as dit so is, dat ons baie keer oor possessions and wealth think of being blessed, I also want to read us from the Word. What does the Word say about wealth, possessions, money, and that in our lives, and the influence of that, and what the Word says about it? So ek het sommer net, kan ons gou terug gaan na die boonste skrif toe, Matthew 13:22, and this is the parable of the seed that is sown in our lives, that has to germinate, that has to bear a harvest, 30, 90, and 100 fold. And Jesus warns here, he said, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. The cares of the world and riches choke the word. And as I read these scriptures, I want you to ask yourself, if you look at the scripture, is riches, wealth, and money a blessing or not? Should we feel blessed by many riches or not? Let's read the next scripture. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils. We've got to understand it correctly. I'm hoping to end off with it as well. for the love of money. It is not money that is the problem. It is the love of it. It is the love of it. It is the desiring of wealth. It is that place that it takes in our inside and starts competing with God. What we see through these scriptures, and what ons deur hierdie skrifte die heeltyd sien, is dat Jesus sê, wees op die uitkyk, want dit is wat geld doen. Wees op die uitkyk, want dit is wat geld doen. Okay, he warns us about it, about the dangers of money. The next scripture we have is 2 Timothy 3, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. So lovers of money is one of the things that is described as difficult times. We need to know if we are lovers of money, difficult things are coming to our lives. Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness. For one's life that does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Sien jy dat Jesus hier waarsku, wat is die Afrikaans vir covetousness? Geldgierigheid. Hy waarsku ons, moenie dit begeer nie. Moet dit nie begeer nie. En ek haal uit die waarskuwing uit, moet dit nie begeer nie, as gevolg, ek wil jou beskerm teen die gevare wat met dit saamgaan. Okay, hoor julle dit, of is net ek wat dit lees? Kom ons gaan aan. Keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation. Those who desire, it doesn't say those who are rich. It says those that desire to be rich. If that desire is in our heart, we at a place where we can fall. Okay, ek wil net daar stop ons by daai skrif eers, en gaan ons nou aan met die volgende skrif. So sommer net 'n paar skrifte, daar's natuurlik baie meer. 'N Paar skrifte om die prentjie te skets van Jesus en die res van die woord se waarskuwing teen baie geld. It warns us against a lot of money because of the dangers that goes with it. Okay. So ons het nou twee goed gesê. To be blessed is much more than physical possessions, money or whatever goes with it. The definition of to be blessed, om geseën te wees, lyk baie anders as dit. Die tweede ding is, wat ons lees, is be on the lookout for money, that it creeps into your heart, putting desires there and starting to love money. So ek wil dit vir ons jong mense wat hier is ook sê is, ons kies nie 'n karier op grond van wat ek kan verdien daarin nie. Ek wil 'n derde punt uithaal wat vir ons mooi moet laat dink oor wealth, geld, possessions, money. Matteus 25 vers 14. Verder is God se koningsheerskappy. So this parable is talking about the kingdom of God. And each one of us, I hope, has a desire to be part of the kingdom of God. So this is for all of us, the kingdom of God. Ek wil gou daai twee skrifte net lees wat ek op die slide het. For it will be, he's talking about the kingdom of God, for it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. What does that verse say to us? The kingdom of God is like a man going on a journey and entrust his property to his servants. Jesus wat weggaan, God wat weggaan, en hy sê, ek vertrou dit aan julle toe. You are my servants. Okay. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. And then he went away. The important verse, that I want to read is in verse 19, when he returns. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Is vir my drie goed wat ek hier uit sommer net vinnig wil uithaal is God in trust, possessions, talents in this case. It's a wide variety of things God entrusts to each one of us. To some of us, it's a lot. To some of us, it's a little bit less and less and very few. And then it says, when I come back, I'm going to settle the account with you personally concerning what I've entrusted. We know this parable, do we? All of us. According to what I have entrusted to you, I will ask in return of you. Ons ken dit. Wat sê dit vir jou oor die wysheid om baie riches te desire? Behalwe die ander twee goed wat ons gesê het. If you have many, can you see that with it goes the burden of being the steward of that many? The more you have, the more will be required of you. And we think it's only a blessing. The more you have, the more will be required of you. And all of us, because of the second point I made, the dangers of money, being a good steward of that, maybe I'm too sinful, or I'm too weak, or too what, for me to be a good steward of that was entrusted to me, can become a burden. Because there's a consistent fight in your flesh, in your spirit, about what you have to steward. Can some of us agree with that? Amen. And we think, the more I have, the more blessed I am. The reality is, the more you have, the more will be required of you. You are in greater danger of stewarding that well than those that have little. So I want to, maybe ek het die iets neergeskryf, ek weet nie of dit lig is vir dit wat die Here in ons harte wil wys nie. So ek van julle weet dat 'n vriend van my kom, ek dink so 2 jaar terug by my, en hy gee vir my 'n fietspersent. Maar dit is vir my, lyk dit vir my soos 2 motorkarre se prys, dis nie 'n fiets nie. En aanvanklik dink jy, joh, maar dis my groot blessing. John was daar by my gewees, het die fiets gesien. Vreeslike fiets. Gee die man vir my persent. En ek dink dis al 'n groot blessing. Maar het jy al gedink wat vat dit om my fiets te steel word? Ek dink sommer aan 2 maniere om daai fiets te steel word. Hy wil getrap wees. Hy wil getrap wees, en my trappery pas nie by daai fiets nie. Ek het meer ontvang as wat ek kan steel word. En 'n tweede ding, so dit sommer net, dis nou baie lig, maar ek wil hê julle moet uit hierdie prentjie uit sien. This is what happens to the possessions that you are entrusted with. Weet julle wat dit kos om daai tipe fiets iets aan reg te maak? It kills me every time something breaks. If it is entrusted to you, you have to steward it. And that stewarding is not always easy. It can become a burden because it's a consistent fight between your flesh and your spirit until God redeems you from what that thing that takes place in your heart. Ek wil eintlik afsluit met sommer net 3 punte wat ek gemaak het. 3 things to consider before money and possessions is called a blessing. A biblical definition of what a blessing is. That's the first point we made by just all the scriptures we read. The second, the dangers of wealth. The dangers of that same things that we call a blessing, the dangers that go with it. And thirdly, there will be a settling of our account of what was entrusted to us. Sure, ek vanoggend hierdie goed weer net vroegoggend deurgaan, soos ek vir julle sê, toe begin ek die Here regtig is besig om in my hart persoonlik te sny oor wil ek hierdie skrif ander interpreteer of gaan ek agter hom inval? en 'n disipel raak van dit wat hy my leer oor geld of nie. En die vraag is vir oggend vir elkeen van ons, before next time, before we just loosely say, I've received this blessing, consider these three things. When you look at what you desire, consider these three things. En dan wil ek afsluit net, because we can think, the next slide says it, it's not wealth that condemns you. Kan ek het weer sê? It is not wealth that condemns you. It is not poverty that saves you. It's your personal relationship with Christ. So, just to get back to the stewardy thing, how do you steward it? Hoe gaan jy dit wat aan jou toevertrou is, steward shows your personal relationship with Christ. Maar ek wil vanoggend vir elkeen van ons en vir my herinner dat daar gaan 'n dag kom wat jy dit wat aan jou toevertrou is moet verslag van doen. Wat het ek gedoen met dit? En dit is waar ek volgende week prakties wil raak met hierdie stewarding of what was entrusted to you. And more than money, because to all of us, much more than money was entrusted to us. The question is, like we can just say, the gospel was entrusted to you, Colin. How are you stewarding the good news? But we are with the money thing and the possession thing. So ek wil vir oggend ons net hier uitstuur. It is not poverty that saves you. It is not wealth that condemns you. It's your personal relationship. But beware of just loosely calling money and possessions a blessing. Beware. There's three reasons. The way it is defined, blessing. Secondly, it is about the dangers of this thing that you call a blessing. And thirdly, you will have to steward all that you receive. There will be a settling of the account. And I want this morning, ons het, ek wil hê ons moet nagmaal vir ons bedien, en ek wil hê jy moet gaan sit. Ons herdenk Jesus, wat hy vir ons gedoen het, juist om ons vry te maak van die possessions wat hy aan ons gegee het om te steward. En ek wil vir oggend weer vra, ons herdenk die covenant wat hy met ons gesluit het. En is sy covenant met ons, want ons kan nie 'n covenant onderhou nie. Ons breek hom as ons hier uitgaan, om sommer nog terwyl ons hier sit en dink, breek ons alweer die covenant wat hy met ons gesluit het. Maar mag ons vir oggend regtig voor hom kom, terwyl ons die brood neem, sy liggaam wat gebreek is, herdenk. En ek wil jou uitdaag om daai stukkie brood wat jy ontvang, oop te breek en te sê, Here, breek elke area van my lewe so oop, sodat U alleen en U lig alleen hier kan woon en niks anders nie. En ek kom vanoggend om my weer geheel en al met alles wat ek besit voor U te bring. En help my to steal with this well. Ek wil regtig ek wil julle aanmoedig om volgende Sondag hier te kan wees en te kan alles doen wat jy kan omdat dit die vraag is vanoggend, ek is goed om dit te hoor. Maar wat dan nou? Hoe dan nou? Want baie van ons het baie om oor te steward. So prakties, wat maak ons met dit? So ek wil ons regtig aanmoedig om volgende week te kom sodat ons kan sê, Here, help ons, leer ons nou uit die woord uit prakties. Wat moet ek met die 5 talente of die 2 talente of die 1 talent wat aan my toevertrou is? Wat moet ek daarmee maak? That we can get practical, because we can hear all these messages. If it has no influence in the way we live and act, we've wasted 4 or 5 weeks. Dit moet ergens in ons lewe vorm aanneem van hoe ons omgaan met finansies en geld.